A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the announcement today by President Emmerson Mnangagwa that the 2023 general elections will be held on 23 August 2023 with a presidential runoff set for 2 October in the event there is no winner declared in August. The president also said nomination courts shall sit on June 21, 2023, commencing at 10 o'clock in the morning at designated centers around the country in relation to the election of the president, the National Assembly members, and councillors. Wangu wadiwa watere ndichiti makadi kwa muri kumatimana yenyika nasi tulikusanga na mchirongwa chedu che Live Talk Diaspora Forum tichitarisa nezvekuziviswa kwa itwa nemutungamiri wenyika vai Emmerson Mnangagwa kuti sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzeparamende pamwe nekanzuru dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu gore rino uye kana pakashaya anokunda musarudzo idzi. Itishitarisa sarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika, sarudzo yepresidential runoff inozoitwa musi wa 2 Gumiguru, unowe musi wa 2 October. Vamunangagwa vatiwo matare ekunyoresa vachakwikwidza musarudzo, kana kuti nomination courts achagara munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzemunyika musi wa 21 Chikumi. Vanoda kuvhota musarudzo dzegore rino vane mazuva maviri chete ekuti vakwanise kunyoresa kuvhota kubva zvatarwa zuva resarudzo, zvichireva kuti kubva zvatarwa sarudzo zuva resarudzo nhasi kuenda mberi vane mazuva maviri chete ekuti kana wanyoresa unge uchikwanisa kupinda mugwaro revavhoti, asi hazvisi kuzomisa kunyoreswa kweveruzhinji nokuti munoramba muchinyoresa. But before we dive deep into today's main discussion, let's take a look at what was happening in our backyard here in the USA, where US-based Zimbabweans and others converged in Atlanta, Georgia for ZimExpo USA. This year's event, held over the Memorial Weekend, was a remarkable event that brought together diverse talents and business opportunities. Takuma Fundikwa reports from Atlanta, Georgia.
The annual event is the largest gathering of Zimbabweans in the USA, and this year it featured captivating performances, exciting achievements, and fruitful collaborations. A delegation, led by Ambassador Thaddeus Chifamba, had a clear goal in mind: to foster meaningful partnerships and explore avenues of collaboration between the United States and Zimbabwe. They met with esteemed organizations like the Atlanta Black Chamber of Commerce and the Georgia Tech International Exchange Program, seeking to create opportunities for students, entrepreneurs, and professionals. As part of their efforts, a dinner was organized providing a platform for members of the Atlanta Black Chamber of Commerce and Zimbabweans seeking investors to connect and share ideas.
So, not only have we come to engage, we have also come to involve you.
The goal was to foster an environment conducive to fruitful discussions, networking, and the formation of mutual beneficial partnerships. The ZimExpo USA was not only a platform for showcasing talent and fostering connections, but also a gathering of esteemed speakers and professionals from around the world. Among them was Mr. David Ochiwangi, chairman of the Association of Kenya Diaspora Organization, who shared his insight as a panel speaker.
I think for the most part, Zimbabwe has not really necessarily been part of the African diaspora organizations that bring people together. So I'm happy that it's picking up. It's part of the extravaganza, part of expanding our reach among the African nations in the diaspora.
The event also attracted individuals who were seeking opportunities to connect and find investors. One such individual was DJ RK from Star FM, who brought his unique talent and ambition to the event.
We want to plug into Zimbabweans all around the whole wide world and tell their story to our Zimbabwean market. So this is the reason I'm here. I'm here to connect with Zimbabweans who are living here in America, to share their experiences, to plug into their business as well, and to use our platform to tell their story to Zimbabweans back home.
Critics of the event have in recent years been accusing the organization of being fronts of the ruling ZANU-PF. But one of the organizers, Mr. Anisu Manjengwa, told VOA Studio 7 Friday that he was aware of the unfounded allegations and the event was apolitical, where all political parties were free to buy boots to market themselves. The event was set ablaze by electrifying performances of renowned Zimbabwean artists Tammy Moyo and Pop Tane. Tammy Moyo's captivating melodies and energetic performances left the audience spellbound, adding a vibrant touch to the Zim Expo. On the sports front, Zimbabwean soccer team emerged victorious in the thrilling tournament, showcasing their skills and determination on the field. Zimbabwe soccer team triumph was not only a testament to their athletic prowess, but also the unity and spirit of the Zimbabwean people. Visitors and guests agreed that this year's Zim Expo USA was an event that celebrated the rich culture and entrepreneurial drive of Zimbabwe, while fostering economic growth and collaboration on an international stage. Sekunda Mafundikwa, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.
And now back to our main topic, where we are discussing about the announcement by President Mnangagwa of this year's elections date. Some lawmakers and constitutional law experts say the proclamation means that even the Electoral Amendment Bill passes into law, it will not be eligible for this year's elections. This also means that people now have 2 days only to register to vote. Citizens Coalition for Change Member of Parliament Fanuel Munengami says it is very unfortunate that the election date has been announced before the Electoral Amendment Bill is finalized in Parliament.
It's very unfortunate that this regime, they've actually announced the election date before we've actually finished the Electoral Amendment Bill in Parliament, of which that's the bill which we assess now. But given the situation, we were actually eagerly waiting for this election date. And now that the election date has been announced, we are going vigorously in terms of our campaigns, and we make sure that at the end of the day, Mukomana happens.
So what happens now to the amendments that were before Parliament?
It's a bit difficult now, usually, because at the end of the day, it renders all the work which we've been trying to do useless. But we are getting into Parliament now, and we are just going to hear what's going to happen. But legally, I think it's really very unfortunate with that regard.
That was Citizens Coalition for Change Member of Parliament for Glenview North, Fanny Munengami, speaking with reporter Mlondolozi Ndlovu in Harare. Nengwe ZANU-PF vaDexter Nduna vanomirira Cheguti West muParamende vanoti zvatarwa navamunangagwa hapana zvazvinokanganisa.
Inxa ukhangele umthetho sepharlamente kufanele kukhangelwe futhi ukuthi i-constitution yabo isithi isitshona. I-constitution ilawo yini umthetho onjalo? Yebo, ye. So khathesi sokuzama ukuthi kwenziwe yini, kuzama ukulungisiswa ethiwa yi-subsidiary legislation. So amboni sibili kusiba lenkinga, kusiba le-challenge khonapho indaba yomthetho oyabusu phasiwe eParliament. Mina ngokubona kwami umthetho lo awusiwo mutsha, umthetho okhona o-constitution. So akula indaba yesiphakiphaki okuthiwa akube khona umthetho upresident engakafaki i-proclamation. Hatshi, umthetho ukhona, noma ungaze upase kusasa, noma ungaze upase nini, upresident usetsha i-proclamation, amboni kusiba le nkinga khonapho, kusiba le problem.
That was Chegutu West, a member of parliament, Dexter Nduna of ZANU-PF, speaking in Harare about the announcement of the election debt, by President Mnangagwa. And let's hear from Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi on his take.
Proceeding. The election amendment bill, we are doing it, and there's nothing that can say that says that we are supposed to stop the process in parliament because the debt has been announced. I don't know the law which says that, and whatever we agree, we can still implement some of the issues, even though we. The bill, technically it can be used, but everything that we agree we can use it. In fact, there are no things that are so critical that an election cannot be done. Can you pick any?
Okay, can you, Minister, can I ask you to can President Batara Sua?
It's good to improve the laws, but there's nothing that makes the process not be free and fair.
When you expression women's quota near my youth,
it's already there. The women's quota was already there in the constitution. It was due to expire, we extended it. The youth quota, we put it in the constitution, it's our law. So there's nothing that can stop us from holding elections to have those MPs because it's within the constitution.
That was Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi speaking with Gordon Mangujga from Harare. Still on elections, U.S. Embassy spokesperson Meg Riggs says a government will stick to what it said in a tweet about elections in Zimbabwe. This follows the summoning of the U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Zimbabwe by Foreign Affairs Ministry over the U.S. Embassy call for peaceful elections.
The United States will always stand by our values of peace, transparency, and inclusivity in the electoral processes. We appreciate that President Mnangagwa has also consistently called for peace and unity. Today's meeting with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs offered an important opportunity for our two governments to articulate our policies and concerns. It is the role of an embassy to communicate with the host nation government. But it is also the role of an embassy to communicate with the people in each nation through traditional and social media, holding events, and by carrying out education, cultural, and sports exchange programs. We stand by our recent social media post calling for peace during the election season. These neutral, apolitical messages featured the work of Zimbabwean artists who wanted to engage their fellow youth on the importance of peace during the election process. Elections are a fundamental part of a functioning democracy. All Zimbabweans deserve this chance to choose their future safely. The United States does not support any single candidate or party. We strongly support a peaceful and transparent process that reflects the will of the people of Zimbabwe. Our embassy will continue to urge peace, transparency, and inclusivity in Zimbabwe over the coming weeks, months, and years. We represent and encourage these values all over the world.
That was U.S. Embassy spokesperson Meg Riggs speaking from Harare. Let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, We show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now for perspective, we are joined by our guest tonight. We have CCC, that's Citizens Coalition for Change, member. She's the Deputy Secretary for Elections, Ellen Shiriedenga, and ZANU-PF member, and also an advocate, Masimba Mavaza, who is based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shiriedenga. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Dr. Mavaza. The president's announcement, what do you have to say about it?
Firstly, it puts to rest the circulation of rumor and lies which have been spread around by CCC that the president and ZANU-PF are afraid of elections. It shows that, no, we actually follow the law and we follow the procedures to the book and to the full stop. So there's been no fear at all. And again, it now shows that we are going into a very election mode, and this is going to be serious and business as usual. So the announcement of these elections, I should say, actually, we should congratulate the president for making this announcement. Even though they were expected, it is not every country which adheres to their election protocol every 4 years or 5 years, depending on the country they are from. So when a country does this, and faithfully for the past, from 1980 to today, faithfully going through the election period without fail, it is something we should look back at and say democracy is at play here. And this is, again, a moment we now urge every Zimbabwean, wherever we are, to go out there, campaign peacefully for our respective parties. We do not need to go and fight. We don't want to have our elections watered with the blood of the people. It must be the free and fair elections. They are very free and fair, because ZANU-PF believes in free and fairness. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be peaceful elections, because ZANU-PF is peaceful. Actually, it fought for peace. Zimbabwe is where it is now because of ZANU-PF, and therefore we would urge our people out there to say, listen, we now have got the dates. Let us go home and vote.
Thank you, sir.
Vote for whichever party you want to vote for, but let's do it in peace and let's do it in love, because we only have one country, which we call ours.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay on the line. Ms. Shiriedenga, your take, we heard from Dr. Mavaza there. What do you have to say about the president's announcement?
Okay, thank you. It's really, it's not like the president has done Zimbabwe the favor by announcing the date. It's actually a constitutional obligation to announce the date. And really, there was no pressure at all. The only thing that we were saying is, let's follow the Constitution. And even if you look at the timeline, with respect to the guidelines from our Constitution, clearly the proclamation should be done this month, to the month of June. So really, it's not anything if you come as a surprise or any whatever. But needless to say, the election is upon us. As a country, and all necessary infrastructure should be in place in preparation for the election. Mm-hmm. What we are looking for, based on our constitutional obligation, is a free, fair, and peaceful election. And that can only come about through an election which follows the dictates of our law. And in this respect, we are looking at the Constitution. We need a peaceful election which is free and fair. And the Constitution speaks to that. the people must also relate to the laws, to the laws that relate to the constitution around the electoral reforms that we've been talking about. And when we look at our constitution, section 157, it says that no amendments to the electoral law should be done after the proclamation. And when we look at the electoral reforms, the free and fairness that you're talking about, it's about having an election that has an even playing ground. It's not just us, as the people say. We are looking at a constitution which we adopted in 2018, which has good provisions in terms of the electoral law. But when we look at our electoral act, there is no alignment of the electoral act to the constitution. So this is what basically we have been talking about as a party, to say, let's get the alignment of electoral laws to the constitution. And looking at going back to the 2018 elections, we had election observer missions, including SADC, AU, African Union, the EU, and local organizations.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Shredding. I will come back to you. Let's take our first caller. We have a caller. Please do stand by. We have our first caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadi, Baba.
Maja,
Murukupi.
Ni kuamtari.
Kuamtari, tipei zamuda kutaura nare sati ya zima.
Ini zinto, inotenda kesho ni kuzifu kwe zwane kutuga milu inyika. Nino pa mkata wiki, dariro ritangi, kune ustwa kangu waka milu mtungu inyika. Kuri zero day, saru zaita mo nyararo, tuliku wana parisensu panelu nyararo, zirinani. Saka kada runyararo wa mbauduri kuchimu batana, kiti wano wa mwiti iti, atiji iti miwishonga. Uyo hondi mte, vino kuni utakwewe position na one of the, my election reform. In 5 years, after 5 years, my election taitua, wese wangu wapitua chita zoeta na kufomo mira, zoele kuti my election of city,
zo
chema chema.
Mapeze ya maja.
Ya, ndo za kula ndi unekutu onge, kambi taka bata na tariki nano uya kufura asiti iti wano amwe tema Zimbabwe.
Tino tenda.
Na kwa kakosha, kambi taka bata na tanda kishisha ndi mge edu tiri wa amwe chiti.
Tino.
Kansi nye na iriki tika notuwa mtaona kana, kana kuna wa mtaone, taone sera na mkatime kuti kana zetu kwa nazuri zuri kukira. Chakua mesera kwa kuti zuri nota kwa na iriki ni zuri kuta kwa kwa ndawani.
Thank you. Tinotenda zvikuru ndofunga vamajaya vatsinira zvataurwa naDr. Masimba Mavhaza kuti sarudzo ngadziitwe murunyararo vanhu vasingatarise kuti uri webato ripi asi vachingoonana semwana wanyamunhu wemunhu umwe chete abuda muimba imwe chete. Let me go back to you, Dr. Mavhaza. There are some who are saying that the announcement makes the electoral amendment bill that is currently in parliament, being discussed in parliament, that makes it irrelevant because once the election date is set, any amendment will not be used in the in this year's election. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, legally speaking, yes, it is correct because now that the election date has been announced, it has been gazetted, so it is law now. So whatever has been going into the parliament is to be applied in the next elections. So yes, they will not be, they are not rendered useless, but they will not be used in these elections. But it will still be important that those the changes in the election rules should be done, and the deliberations would continue with the new parliament. They would take over from where the old parliamentarians or the outgoing parliamentarians would have left. So, but it still does not change the spirit of the bill. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, yes, it does not, it won't be used now. But I wanted to quickly just say my lady in the CCC electoral, the deputy electoral
secretary, I think. She, my point, which is she's missing, and it's a shame she's missing it, is that when an election date is declared and there is possibility of an election within the 3 months, that is to be applauded. That is to be thanked. We have got so many countries where elections are not going on. We have got so many countries where the presidents have just simply said, I have extended the term by 5 years because of one thing or the other. We have got so many countries where the constitutions are suspended when we go towards the election.
But before you go any further, because our time is running out, Dr. Mavaza, let me throw in this question. Are you meaning to say that the president, by following the constitution, has done Zimbabwe a favor?
Actually, if you have got a leader who follows the constitution, that's the greatest favor. Because we've got so many leaders who trample the constitution of their countries, like the constitutions of their parties. And some don't even have constitutions for their countries or for their parties. For example, CCC has no constitution for their country, for their party.
CCC is not ruling. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Shiredenga. Hold on, Dr. Mavaza. Mr. Shiredenga, pinda itizwe manzato atawarwa na vama vaza. Anzi vana wa Zimbabwe. Vaka itirwa feva ya kakura kwazo. Nemutungamiru wenyika kutiranga wa chitera webumbirere mutemo. Kuzivisa saruzu kuzichaiku wa mkatime bumbiro. Karatakatarwa nebumbirere mutemo.
I think we should, by Dr. Rakita, differentiate between a constitutional obligation and a favor. Because I found somebody who is not a child of a child, who is not a child of a child, who is not a child of a child, who is before a child of a child, who is not a child of a child. The term of office here, your government, will not expire until 26 August 2023.
Ndaita mnyama zakare mai shiriende ngapa baita ngo mchereri todzoka kwa muri. Hello?
Yes.
Ye ndiana votaurisai munzwi kwene vamwe vari kunze.
Aiwa ndinoitwa Mr. Tinashe.
Yes, mukoma Tinashe nguva dzakumhanya hanzi kuno kwa hakuna extra time kana injury time itei gaga kutika kwemukwasha. I think we have lost him. Yes. Okay, I come back to you, Mr. Redinger. Please continue and make it short.
Yes.
Thank you. Regai, dipe 10 seconds kuna Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, tinoona kuti bato reMDC rine nyaya iri kumatare yari kupikisa kutarwa kwematunhu asi vamunangagwa vazivisa nezvezuva resarudzo. Munoti 10 seconds nguva dzapera.
MDC haina kupa kukumbira kuti my elections are fine, but I have to be able to find clarifications on the issues with the elimination. So on that basis, unless I can apply kuti misai my elections completely, then announcement the younger is not very clear. But the announcement, application of Tanga, you can miss my elections.
Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests. That's Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, who has been on the phone from United Kingdom, and Ms. Ellen Shiriedenga, Deputy Secretary for Elections and the Citizens Coalition for Change Party, and also our listeners who managed to tune in and managed to get into the show. Let's make sure that we have another date tomorrow. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.